The North Adams, Massachusetts City Council voted Tuesday night to fill the seat of a disgraced former councillor with a history of racist public comments with a different city resident carrying similar baggage. Robert Moulton resigned from the all-white, nine-person body in July after characterizing the Black Lives Matter movement as a terrorist organization and the COVID-19 pandemic as overblown by politicians on his public access TV show. Now, his seat will be filled by Peter Oleskowitz, owner of Desperados, a Mexican restaurant in the city.
We still have a lot of open agenda items that still need to be addressed and complete. So I think having the ninth counselor now, maybe we can get some more forward motion going. And I know this year is going to be really tough with the budget because COVID really put a hurting on everything. Even I see it here, being an owner of a business, the revenues are way down, and the same is going to show with the city. I mean, we don't know what we're going to get from the state, and we also don't know what we're also going to receive from our residents.
Oleskowitz's own history with racist statements caught up with him in 2018 when he withdrew from seeking the One Berkshire Newcomer of the Year award. Screenshots obtained by WAMC show him posting Islamophobic slurs, demanding that Spanish speakers use English in the United States, his desire to see President Obama assassinated, and other remarks targeted at people of color between 2012 and 2014 on Facebook.
I say that I owned up to everything I've ever said or done. I didn't run away from it. I faced my issues head on. I learned over the past few years. I met with some advocates that deal with equality, and I said I opened up my eyes and learned quite a bit. And I want my past few years of being active in the community, I want that to define my character of today, not things from the past. And like I said, I did own up to everything I say, and I'll learn until the day I die all the mistakes that I've made and how to continue forward from them.
Oleskowitz was the 10th place finisher in the 2019 election, making him next in line in the popular vote for a seat on the council. After the interested parties for the seat gave their presentations at Tuesday night's meeting, the council voted quickly to select Oleskowitz without debate or discussion.
I hadn't had any conversations with the other councilors about the appointment just to maintain integrity. The only conversations we had were about process, as this isn't something that happens very often.
Council Vice President Jason LaForest.
However, I had received a lot of comment from members of the public suggesting that the council really should select the 10th candidate who was not seated on council in the last election, and that was Mr. Oleskowitz. And that is in keeping with the recent precedent of the council to move the 10th candidate into a slot when it becomes vacant. That was the process that seated Mr. Wilkinson, Councillor Wilkinson, several years ago, and of course he has returned to the council subsequently as an incumbent.
LaForest said that unlike former Councillor Moulton, Oleskowitz has apologized for his racist remarks and, quote, significantly redeemed himself as a community member. Oleskowitz is expected to be sworn in as a councillor at the August 25th City Council meeting. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landis.